It is easy to find a beautiful or handsome person to love, but it is very difficult to find a person who has a beautiful heart and willing to live a hard life with you. Good day and welcome to another episode of State of Mind with JB. Please sit back and enjoy this episode, which is titled Beautiful Heart. There are a lot of beautiful ladies and handsome guys out there, but there are only a few in 100 who have a beautiful heart. Why do we need a beautiful heart? Because let us remember, love is to understand that when you are in love with someone or when you love someone, it is like that other person has given you their heart for you to take care of it. And always know that when you do something, it will always affect the other person, because being in love means you are connected to the other person you have fallen in love with. You have to understand that each action which you do, all the consequences which will come, will not affect you alone, but yet it will affect you with the person that you are loving. It's like you're guarding their heart. When you are in love with a person, it's like they've given it to you. They say, be my God keeper. You are the one which I trust more than anyone in the world. So it becomes a perfect picture. When you find a person who has a beautiful heart, because not everyone has a beautiful heart in this world when it comes to love. We have all had different stories, different versions of love. We have had Romeo and Juliet. We have had all different stories. And yet we also have our own stories which we hear day in and out, which represent different stories, which means love is not easy. It's not easy to go out there and find the person who has a beautiful heart out there. It might be easy for other people, but it's not easy for others. It takes a long, long time for a person to get the right person with a beautiful heart. It's not an easy thing to find a that kind of a heart which will make you to understand. But you know what the funny thing is? We see different elements in life. What in love, what someone may see as a beautiful heart, you may despise it and not hate it, until you find what someone hates and then you say it's a kind of a beautiful love. So it's a different story, but you have to find your own person with that beautiful heart which will sustain you to stay there for a long time. Because a person who has a beautiful heart will always have you in their mind. That person will always make sure that everything in your life is fine. Like when the sun is hot, you come from taking a walk, he or she, you might find them, they have thought of you long before. When you get in there, they'll ask you, do you want water? When you say yes, they'll say, I have put it in the fridge for you. Just take a glass and refresh yourself. Such people are rare, because sometimes, as I've said, we hear different stories to love, okay? I would enjoy such a person. I would be glad to have a person who has such a heart, who like, they carry you wherever they go. When it's raining, they will put an umbrella for you there, or to make you feel comfortable when you come back. Because the funny thing is that most of the time people with such a beautiful heart are single. That is why people are crying in their relationships, saying that love is a pandemic on its own. Love is not a pandemic, but love needs to be nurtured, built from scratch. Love needs patience. When you are in love, it's like when you you have planted a tree or a flower plant. As you make sure that the plant gets the right amount of water each day, you don't just put too much water. You put the right amount of water for the plant to enjoy and harvest. Don't put too much, because that, then you'll flood that plant. So like when you're in love, it's like you need to plant it, nature it, and make sure that it gets the right amount. And one more thing, you have to give it time to grow. You cannot plant something today. Let's take a tree, and you would want that tree to grow after 2 weeks. It's impossible what you want to get there, because you just end up giving up. So that is it. A relationship needs to be nurtured with the right person who has a beautiful heart and is always and is willing. That person is willing to live a hard life with you. Okay. By hard life, I mean when you are still down there, the going is still tough, and you are fighting to push your dreams day in and day out. And that person is there when the rest decide to run away, when your going was still tough. It's like this. All of the people will run away from your life because they're still poor. You have nothing. They will stay away for a very long time in your life. Only that person. And you sometimes ask that person at the beginning, since everyone has ran away from my life because I have nothing, I'm still just a dry person who is trying to survive. You might even ask them, why is it that you remained when all decided to hit the high road and run away from my life, because I'm just a whole pile of mess, still trying to survive, still trying to get who I am, trying to make sure that I can survive alone. But that person will be there, making sure that you navigate through life properly. Sometimes it's a person, it's in both genders, because that person is just there. They stick around when the going gets tough. They stick around when everyone runs away. Isn't it easy for you to just choose that person to be your lover? Because it's not, because if you're still poor and still things are never are tough, if that person is in your life with a good heart, you're rich from my point of view. Never lose that person with a beautiful heart. When you are successful, keep him or her close to you. I repeat, close to you. You will never ever go wrong with that person. But here we are in life. Things which happen when a person gets successful will amaze you, will tend to leave you with a question mark. Did he or she really do that? Why? Things were going so well between the two. But now, because he became successful or she became successful, that person tended, because people, when they get successful, I don't know if I'm the one who only observes this, they tend to kick out the person with that beautiful heart, because all of those people who decided to run away from your life when things were still bad, and you only had that one person who has a good heart, who was there by your side. And when you decide to kick out that person because they have all returned, to me, this is a very big strategy. is the worst painful thing that a person could do. Okay? It leaves me wondering, what was the, why? Because always remember that those people who return to a life when you are successful, they're just there to come and see what have you done with your life. Is it true? And some of them might be trying their luck to win things for you. Some of them might be trying their luck to come there and eat and enjoy the you spending your money on them. Asking yourself, where were they? That's the first thing you should ask yourself. Where were they when your life was just a scramble at the beginning? Because if it was for me, if I get a person who has a beautiful heart and the person was there in the dark days of our lives, this is one thing better for me to do. Okay? We help each other when we're still in the dark days. To grow also, even if our world is just the two of us against the rest of the world. It is a life which is worth it to live for with a person who has a good heart. Remember, because they will all run. They will all leave you. They will all reject you. And you will be alone. But you will be surprised. Just that one person who decides, no, it's fine. Okay? Let them run away from your life. But I'm not like them. I will stick around with you. Even when the going gets tough, I will stay with you until our lives turn out to be a soft life. And I will stick with you until the end of time. That's simple. Get married to such a person. Already life is planned out. Because you understand each other. Because if you sit back and say, you are together, you'll say to each other, but do you remember there was a time in our lives where we had nothing? We were just struggling. We used to walk together. We used to sit and plan our lives together. All of it has become a reality. Why? Because in the world, it's not everyone who is going to sit there and stay with you when you have nothing. People, a person with a good heart, will love you even if you're swimming in debt. It's not easy to find such a person in life. It's not easy. It's very hard. It requires some certain amount of understanding that when you have such a person in your life is set to be on the good track. Because if she or he thinks for you, the only thing you have to do is to love them and also learn to adapt and also do the same thing for them. Make sure that if they think for you, you think for them also. Because some people tend to love a person when they have wealth, when they are loaded, when they are a person who seems like they carry money each and everywhere they go. That's what people do some in these days. You will never ever find a person following me as JB when I have nothing in my life. I'm still rich. I'm still down there. I'm rejected by the world. Okay? Why? I have nothing. I'm just still there in my life trying to put down my plan, join the dots to survive in my life. Okay? People will always leave you alone, but there will be some people who will stick around in your life even if you are alone. You think like you were meant to be alone. You think that your life is difficult. They will be there. They will remain. And sometimes you might ask yourself, as I've said before, you might ask yourself and ask them, why? why did I get such a person? Huh? If all ran away, simple, they are yours to keep. If everyone ran away and they help you to build your life and they have a beautiful heart and you also enjoy their company, keep them close, because I'm sure, I'm 100% sure that love will never run dry in such a relationship. Never, ever, ever will it run dry. I understand the saying which states that a poor man once had a beautiful wife, because that poor man, it is so obvious that that poor man had a beautiful heart which was able to attract that beautiful lady to choose that poor man, that man who had nothing, who was looking down upon by other ladies. And in this case, I can just draw up to say that it's also the same case when a man chooses a lady who has nothing. It happens in this life. You find stories that a man took a lady who was in the street, dressed that lady, eventually got married to that lady who had nothing. Remember, I'm telling you, I might be on the street, but if I have a beautiful heart, someone will notice me. I will try to help them here and there, and they will say to me, they have no cash at this point. I will say, it's fine, I only wanted it for bread only, but it's fine, you can keep on moving. I'll try to, by all means, to move around. It's how you treat people. It's a very important element in life, because that's how we start to see and identify that a person has a beautiful heart. A person who has a beautiful heart is full of kindness, less arrogant. That person does not ignore others. They listen to you when you speak. Those people, they have patience in you. They listen. When everyone is gone, you'll find them, they're there in your life, listening to what you're saying and understanding. They give you their time. As when I was saying, love needs nature, need to be nurtured, needs to be, you need to have patience. It's such a person is very rare. They think of you, they carry you everywhere they go. Okay, when you choose a person to love, do not go for looks. And sometimes when you fall in love, looks can be very deceiving. Okay, I repeat again, when you are choosing a person to love, do not go for looks, as sometimes you cannot fall in love with those looks, because those looks, when you get older, they'll get older too. But choose a person with a beautiful heart. This is because looks are deceiving sometimes. They are very deceiving, because you can hear that a person is beautiful, but what they are doing will surprise you to be surprised, because I'm telling you, do not go for looks when you are choosing a person to love. We hear different stories to love. As a person will say, I fell in love with a person. When you ask them why, I thought her looks would match her heart, but it was only the beauty or the handsomeness which caught my eye. The heart is something else. I can't live with such a person. It meant that, yes, he looked for looks. You didn't look for the beautiful heart. A person with a good heart mostly is a person who usually is down to earth, who we refer to a down to earth person. They are calm, loving, caring, kind. rare person to find in a crowd of people, a person who you find outside of a crowd. They know how to take care of themselves. They have respect for themselves. They just don't go out throwing themselves into parties. Okay? Remember, no beauty shines brighter than that of a beautiful heart. At the end of the day, you will remember that a person with the most beautiful face. Oh, let me start again. At the end of the day, you will not remember the person with the most beautiful face, but you will remember the person with the most beautiful heart and soul, because a person with a beautiful heart and soul will treat you in a better way than that will leave its mark on you, that you will remember them or remember him or her for a long time. And if you lose that person, it will make you to want to search them down and make sure that they are part of your life. This is the most secretive, the most scarred secret of love. Love a person for their heart, and only their heart, and you will be rewarded with the best unconditional love in return. If you ignore their heart and you decide to focus just on a person's outer beauty, love will ignore you. Love a person for only the beauty found in their heart, and that beautiful heart will always be beautiful to you. A beautiful heart is worth gold. A beautiful heart is the best religion. Its light is the most powerful light you can ever have. Hey there, I'm JB State, an author of a book titled Pieces of Life. A Piece of Life is a book which aims to motivate the deaf to believe in themselves. I would say this topic of today, this title of A Beautiful Heart, would fit or sound perfectly with chapter 3 of the book, which is relationships. Yes, these are some of the relationships which you will form, or you'll have to look into when you are diving into love, when you start to find, you want to look for a soulmate. These are the things which you should look into. What are looks anyway? If the person's heart is not a very beautiful heart at all, what are looks? Because tomorrow you'll be crying. If you build a relationship, build it with what the heart has. Okay, that is what will keep you going, and that is what will always make you to say, yes, I chose the right person, even if the world looked down upon, because people might refer him or her not to be of a certain beautiful or handsome look. But yes, I chose the right person, because at the end of the day, I'm getting unconditional love. I'm getting the best rewards which I could ever done. I'm happy because this person knows how to make me happy. Without him, I would be lost. You see, that's the kind of a thing which you should do. Forget about looks when you're choosing for someone who you love for life. But look for what is inside. And that is when you build a relationship with the person who is outside the boundary of your family. Your family always give you unconditional love, but it's for you to go out there, because your family will never ever come and choose for you who you have to love and not to love. That's for you to go out hunting wisely when you're looking, who you think is gonna provide unconditional love. Because yes, I can be beautiful or handsome, but I cannot, it doesn't mean that I'll produce unconditional love. It doesn't. Sometimes it's all within the heart. You cannot ever, I'm telling you, ever, we should not mix the two. We should understand that these are different things, okay? There are looks. Looks stand on their own. And a beautiful heart stands on its own. They have different uniqueness, these things. They ain't the same. But people tend to mix them and make them to one thing. A person will assume if a guy is handsome or a lady is beautiful. That I'll know definitely. The heart is beautiful and it knows how to treat me. If the attitude, when you see that person from far, if that attitude of a person doesn't say that I have a good heart, then beware that you might have been deceived by the looks. I'm JB State, and Pieces of Life is found at onsharabooks.com. International orders and local orders in South Africa and out beyond. You can order it on Shara Books, also the home of African books. The store is located in Midrand. It's also found on shops in the province of Limpopo. Two stores only, as I still try to expand myself. These two stores are P&A Savannah Mall, and this other one is, the other shop is P&A Tzanini, which is in the Lifestyle Center Mall. And it's also found on Groupies 7 Digital Store. They also do deliveries. And it's also found on Amazon.in and Kindle Stores. I'm JB State. Never be too shy to express yourself. Always look for the heart when you're falling in love. Thank you.